SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Joined by Lisa Wobb, finalist in this year's Telstra National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art Awards, the NATIAs, Australia's most prestigious art awards of their kind, presented on Larrakia Country by the Museum and Art Gallery of the Northern Territory and principal partner Telstra. Lisa Wobb, first of all, thanks for joining us and welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're based in NAM and you're a multidisciplinary artist. Your art practice encompasses a diverse range of media. I can try to enumerate a few of them. Weaving, printmaking, photography, sculpture, and many more. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about your art practice and also your entry in the awards?
Yes, of course. So as you mentioned before, really materially driven. So I use a lot of different material, and I guess for me it's a way to be able to talk of story, you know, to be able to speak of things from what's happening now. I guess there's reflection of family in there as well, and connection to culture and country, and, you know, just how I kind of navigate that space. I see it as a platform to be able to tell these stories. So, you know, it was really important for me to be able to kind of be driven by a medium that would be able to help me express that. And I guess for the last few years, I've really been honing in on printmaking as a medium. So printing with papers or printing on diverse materiality as well, such as like bull kelp or, you know, just tapa cloth from Papua New Guinea and, you know, Masi from Fiji. And so it's just, I guess, these experiences that I'm having in place, you know, and the material side of it is a huge part of that. So the work that I've created for the Telstras this year is titled Acknowledgement of Country. This is a screen print on four pieces of paper that have been stitched together.
Acknowledgement of Country, that's very powerful. That's not just about, it encompasses also protocol, not just country and family. And it's very, very powerful entry there.
And I'm really referring to the actual artwork, the drawn part of it that I've taken from to create this screen print is actually drawings of sandbags. So the idea of, you know, it's talking about, I guess, you know, creating these sandbags that would be used to protect, you know, somebody's property. And I guess this is kind of something that sparked off with me some years ago. My family and I had gone to Niratjuka. I've got some family out that way. And at the time they were having these impending floods. So we kind of spent time with them packing these sandbags. And this is when my kids were quite small. And then, you know, like, you know, last year, the year before, we hear about these floodings that's happening in, you know, New South Wales and in Victoria. So it's something that really kind of sparked this with me again, and the idea of actually using these physical sandbags as well is something that I've been doing in the past as well. So I guess it's kind of bringing on all of these together. But for me, the sandbags symbolise the ongoing impact of colonial intervention on our waterways. I guess the ever-present perils of climate change is something that is really the forefront of this work.
Yeah, that's a very, very powerful entry and acknowledgement of country and looking after country at the same time. Really a piece of work, you said, was a long time coming.
Yes.
And you just explained a little bit the process of making these. Can you tell us more? Because it sounds like something really very powerful and very deep.
It's been part of a process, this body of work. Like it's kind of come off from another part of a series that's being kind of informed from another part of a series. So it's just like this evolving creation of this work, but in different kind of iterations of it. So this has really started back with using these actual sandbags that's actually in an exhibition that's going to open this week at the Australian Design Centre, and it's the exhibition is called Current. I'm alongside with Gail Marbo and Dominic White. It's been a touring exhibition since last year, and this will be the last iteration of it. But that exhibition has a body of work called Holding Country, and it has 365 sandbags that have been created into bags. So for me, bags represent mother, this holder and keeper. That was really one of the designs that was part of that series that's in acknowledgement of country, these drawings of these sandbags. So it's kind of changed material along its way. But it always comes back to paper, because paper is something that I really love working with. So, yeah, but it's kind of growing a little bit in size.
Yeah. So, can you tell us which state this exhibition is taking place?
So it opens on Thursday, the 1st of August. So that's at the Australian Design Centre.
In Sydney, Australian Design Centre in Sydney. I'll look that up.
It opens at 6 o'clock at the Australian Design Centre, and I'm sure anybody's welcome. But it's in Darlinghurst is where the Australian Design Centre is. So. Yeah. Those bags will be shown there alongside with amazing work from Gail Marbo and Dominic White. Yeah, so I'm really excited to see this last iteration of this exhibition.
How does it feel being one of the finalists in one of the most prestigious art awards? And especially,
oh my goodness,
only two of you from Melbourne this year. Usually NAM has more participants or entrants or finalists.
Yes.
But this year, ironically, one of the biggest states has the least finalists of all states.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think there's normally a huge amount from Victoria, but yeah. It's always good to see us on that map. You know, I think it's really important for us to be able to express our stories from down south, you know, like it's, part of that connection of the whole country. So it's I always get great sense of pride when we see Vic mobbed up there, or, you know, people that live in Victoria that are participating in the Nats years. I think it's really important. And even like, you know, for years I worked at Bullock Arts, which was an Aboriginal arts centre in Mornington. So, you know, for a long time there was no Vic on the map for DAF either. So
and now
there is. So it's really wonderful to see the inclusion of, you know, our stories as well.
You know, the finalists' artworks will be displayed, you know, at the Art Museum and Art Gallery of the Northern Territory from the 8th of August, I think, till early 2025. What impact do you hope your work will have on those who see it at the museum and Art Gallery exhibition?
Oh, look, I'm just so honoured to be a part of it. You know, it's something that I really try to get up there every year. You know, it's a really big part of, I don't know, for me, it's, you know, it's like this incredible place that you go to and you can connect with mob from all over the country. And, you know, it's kind of happens more times than once a year, but in Darwin it happens once a year, and it's something that I really try to get to each year. So to be a part of that and to be in the company of such incredible artists that I've admired for years, you know, to be showing my work alongside of them is, you know, a huge honour. So I'm super excited to be a part of it. Yeah, really, really. I was just, really, really excited to know that I was a finalist.
Yeah, no, it's excellent. It's one of the most prestigious, and just being part of it, even besides being a finalist, just being a participant is a really, really a very prestigious thing to be part of.
Yes,
now,
definitely.
Before I let you go, any closing words, or maybe can you share a little bit more about what is upcoming in terms of your art? What projects have you got in the pipeline coming up?
There's a few things in the pipeline. I think the most immediate one is an exhibition at Gertrude Glasshouse. So I've been a Gertrude contemporary artist in NAM for the last 2 years. So I just finished my 2-year space as a studio artist there in August. So this will be the final exhibition that I have with Gertrude. And Gertrude, you know, to be a part of that collective has been an incredible you know, honour as well and an experience to be there. So I'm really looking forward to bringing out this next body of work that I've been working on since I've been a part of the artist there. So I think that's the next thing that's coming up, which I'm really excited about. Yeah, just working on, you know, I lecture at Melbourne Uni as well. So I'm kind of starting back with students last week, and this week I, you know, keep going. So that's something that I really love doing as well, being a part with the students. I can't get past Darwin at the moment, to be honest.
Yeah, I can understand.
But, yeah, so that exhibition that I mentioned is called Muddy Edges. And that will open on the 31st of August in Naarm at Gertrude Glasshouse. And then we've got Radiant Pavilion coming up in September. So I'm actually fortunate enough to be in an exhibition that has travelled. This will be the third iteration of it now, called Deep Material Energy 3. And it's also with artists from New Zealand and some artists from Melbourne as well, from Naarm. So... And I'll be curating an exhibition at RadPav at the same time too, called Shared Ground at Gallery Funaki. So that's really exciting also, which opens on the 21st of September.
Wow.
So it's all, anybody's welcome.
Yeah, you're really busy for the rest of the year.
I think so. I need a holiday now. Yeah.
No, I don't know where you get the energy to do all that, you know, your art practice, your university work, teaching and all that. Wow, very, very busy.
Yeah.
Lisa Wop, congratulations on being a finalist on one of the most prestigious art awards. And thanks a lot for joining us on ITV Radio today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.